Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it,
squatch it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We are joined in studio today by a very special guest brought to us by our friends at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Lovejoy's Maine Made Elixirs Blueberry Nightcap.
Nighttime.
Oh,
nightcap.
Man.
What time is it?
It's 7:18 a.m.
That's all right. We're going to be splitting this three ways.
We're not going to be sleepy.
No, I think we're going to be fine.
Mm.
That is part of our Tasting Tales segment. And before we get there, what do you say we take a look at some headlines for Thursday, August 7th?
Yeah. Sure. Voters in Lisbon rejected a school budget for the second time. The $21.3 million package was voted down by a margin of 810 to 548. Residents previously rejected the school budget during an initial vote in June, where 319 fewer ballots were cast.
Governor Mills has not ruled out a run for U.S. Senate when Senator Susan Collins' term ends next year. Mills is in the last 17 months of her second and final term. Collins is serving her fifth term in the Senate. Most recently, Collins defeated former Maine Speaker of the House, Sarah Gideon, in 2020.
The city of Auburn announced that Mechanics Row in Auburn will be closed sporadically throughout next week as crews will be shim paving on Monday. To access Auburn Hall and Main Street businesses, your best option will be to use Main Street.
Ugh. And in preparation for paving work, the Highway Department will be changing the culvert near 390 Marston Hill Road in Minot starting on Monday. The road crosses into Auburn and will be open to local traffic only. The work is expected to take 4 days to complete. Let's take a look at the weather, and in honor of this forecast, I think we have to go with Alex's version, because weather is the best right now.
Weather, 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 weather is the best, weather, weather, weather.
Okay.
Sarah, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cloudy start to the day with sunshine breaking through later this afternoon. We'll have a high of 82 and a low of 57. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 81 and a low of 59. Plenty of sunshine for wishes in the valley on Saturday with highs in the low 80s. And mostly sunny on Sunday with highs in the mid 80s.
I like this weekend.
How awesome is that?
Our summer really has... weather-wise, has been turning out quite spectacular.
Yep.
It's funny because there were so many weekends that it just rained and rained and rained. And then I was looking out my kitchen window to the back deck this morning thinking, I have had the patio cushions out for weeks and not had to bring them in or move them out of the rain. Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Talk about some sportsy sports.
Do we?
Let's do it.
Well, the Red Sox lost to the Kansas City Royals 7-3. The Sox are off today and will head west for a weekend series against the San Diego Padres starting tomorrow night. That broke their streak, right? They were
sure
on
did.
A good one.
Yeah.
Yep.
They won 7 in a row. So now they got to start all over again.
There we go.
Yeah. And the Red Sox also signed rookie outfielder and former number one prospect in all of baseball, Roman Anthony, to an 8-year deal.
Is that good for them?
That is great for them.
Okay.
He's
That's a cool
only name, too.
He's only 21 years old.
Oh.
Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
I
like the sound of that.
Yeah. So what people are doing at Fenway Park now, they're wearing like Roman helmets.
Oh.
And they're calling it the Roman Empire.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's
See?
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
There you go.
It's a winning name.
Yes, absolutely.
Love it.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
to Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
By the way, Pam, you weren't here yesterday when we had Tyler Babb in, and he is a huge fan of all our jingles.
Yeah.
Loved them.
I mean,
yep. He was here
isn't
for it.
Everyone?
I think so. I mean, we do have some detractors. Yeah. Like Sarah when it comes to OTDs. Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 7th, shall we? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's start off with actor Charlize Theron, 50 years old today. She was in The Devil's Advocate, Mighty Joe Young, Monster.
Mm. Ooh, right? She's so
total
good
transformation
in that.
There.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep. And some Fast and the Furious movies as well.
Mm-hmm. The Cider House Rules.
Yep.
Yeah. Seen that? Well, she was in Mad Max too, right? Like
yes.
One of those.
Yep.
Yeah, she looks pretty badass in that one.
Yep. I think she's a badass anyway.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. Actor David Duchovny is 65 years old today.
Oh.
He played Mulder in The X-Files.
Huge fan of that show.
Yes.
When I was in college.
Mm-hmm. And who was the other one? Scully, right?
Scully.
Is it Mulder and Scully?
Mulder and Scully.
There you go. Mm-hmm. He's also in Californication.
Oh, yeah. I never watched that.
All right. Moving right along. Actor Wayne Knight.
Aww.
70 years old today. Who's going to do it?
Newman.
You know him as Newman in Seinfeld. And he was also in Jurassic Park.
He was. He was a little weasel in that one.
He sure was.
Comeuppance.
Yep.
Nom, 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 nom. Remember the dinosaur had, like, the little fan that came out?
Yep.
And he was like, oh, you're so cute. And then it was like, boom. Take that, Newman.
Yeah. I'm going to eat your face, Newman.
Eat your face.
He was also in JFK in 91 and Basic Instinct in 92 and provided some voice work for Toy Story 2.
Yeah. All right. He was in one of my favorite movies, Dead Again.
Oh.
He was the friend of the newspaper guy.
And Space Jam.
Space
he was in Space Jam.
Jam
as
Space
well.
Jam?
Yeah.
Nice.
And rounding out FPBs for August the 7th is actor Tobin Bell, who is 83 years old today.
No idea who that
nope,
is.
Nope, me neither.
He played Jigsaw in the Saw movies.
Okay.
See, I couldn't watch those movies.
Is he like the bad guy?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah. He's the one that devises all of the contraptions that his victims need to escape if they want to live.
Which means they have to
cut off
their
parts of their body.
Or...
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
What a weird concept for a movie.
I can't watch those movies, but I did watch, it's the number of hours he was stuck when he went home.
Oh, when he had to cut off his own arm.
Oh, he got trapped under a rock, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that guy.
That was 127 hours.
I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, after 127 hours, you'd be like, well, I'm going to die anyway.
I know, but I don't know if I could physically do what he did.
No.
I mean, left with no choice.
I know, but the strength even that it would take to be able to cut off your own arm after having been trapped for 127 hours also is a pretty remarkable feat.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time to be without food or water or being able to move for... That's just...
I made Kevin watch that movie.
Oof, no, thank you.
Always tell people where you are going when you are hiking.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
That was his biggest thing coming out of that, because no one knew where he went.
Oh,
hiking.
Yeah. Hiking.
So when he didn't go to work or no one could get a hold of him, they didn't know where to look.
Was, like...
Or going for a walk in the woods.
As Mark likes to call.
Until someone presents a good...
No one has a good argument for
no
that.
No one does.
No.
Right. Kevin and I went hiking. It was 33 miles. We slept and ate in the woods. That is hiking.
Okay.
That's a long trip. I say the qualifier is how much stuff you have to pack.
I think Pam has the best argument so far.
Yeah. It's hiking.
Mostly because of her tone.
I know.
Don't argue with me.
Yeah.
All right. Those are your FPBs. Now let's take a look at some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Sure did.
Pam, I think for Wishes in the Valley, I might perform that live for you.
Oh, what a good idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
You should do the national anthem.
Oh, no.
In the last note that you hit.
That's all you, Sarah.
On this day, 15 years ago in 2010, Elena Kagan was sworn in as the fourth woman to serve as a justice on the Supreme Court. She was nominated by Obama to replace retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. This is an interesting story. You guys know that song, Walking in Memphis?
Yeah.
Yes.
So 20 years ago in 2005, Mark Cohn, who wrote and performed that song, was shot by a gun a guy trying to carjack his van in downtown Denver, and he did not die and made a full recovery. Isn't that interesting?
Did the song come out before or after he got shot?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
You should Google it.
Yeah, they feel like that song came out before 20.
It sure did.
It's been around.
Came out in 1991.
Wow. 29 years ago in 1996, NASA scientists announced that there was possible life on Mars. 3.6 billion years ago.
How do you estimate that?
I don't know.
I want to know.
What's the science behind that?
Yeah, what's going on, NASA?
I don't know.
If that is your real name.
If, in fact, that is your real name. 243 years ago in 1782, George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart, which is given exclusively to servicemen wounded in combat. It's the oldest military decoration still in use and the first award made available to the common soldier. Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, we shift focus to our guest in studio, Dr. Lovejoy's Maine-made elixir, Blueberry Nightcap. Brought to us by our friends at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption.
We're having a nightcap.
So we have this to compare to the blueberry kush, right?
Mm. Yes.
We had that from Baxter. And I'm curious if that glow-in-the-dark one is out yet.
Oh, ooh, Among Us.
Among Us.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway. That's a Scooby laugh.
Right?
It was a Scooby laugh.
All right, are we ready for this?
We are ready.
So. Ooh, I just finished off my Baxter Blueberry Kush.
Did you?
That I bought for vacation.
Oh, look at that color, Sarah.
It's party.
Right?
Why is it purple?
It's not purple.
It's a shade of purple.
What color would you call it?
What color?
I guess it's pink.
What color would you call the...
I would say a dark pink.
It's pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pinkish.
Purpley pink.
Pinkish. Wow. Cheers to a nightcap.
Cheers.
Smells good. All right. So blueberry.
So the description of this beverage, Dr. Lovejoy's, it's worth mentioning, Dr. Lovejoy's elixirs are made by the team at Freedom's Edge Cider.
Oh, yes. We know that.
So they say unwind with this non-alcoholic cocktail infused with 5 milligrams microdose of hemp-derived Delta-9 THC and 5 milligrams of CBN, mm-hmm. designed to support deep relaxation and restful evenings. Okay. Crafted from all-natural ingredients like ripe blueberries and simple syrup, it offers a smooth, subtly sweet flavor that feels both indulgent and refined. Their innovative infusion process eliminates bitterness and delivers fast-acting effects in just 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to find out.
Here we go.
There is some fizz to it. Mm-hmm. Very tasty.
Very tasty.
A lot of blueberry in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like blueberry.
Yep. Good stuff. Yeah.
Who's Dr. Lovejoy?
Well, Sarah, funny you should ask, because I have the answer.
You do?
I do. Dr. Lovejoy is a character out of their admittedly slightly twisted imagination, Freedom says. But his name is a nod to Albion's most famous son, Elijah Parrish Lovejoy.
Oh.
Raised on a farm and a graduate of Colby College in Waterville, Lovejoy moved to Missouri where he published an abolitionist newspaper. Cool. In 1837, he was murdered by slaveholders for refusing to silence his abolitionist views. His death directly inspired John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry and led to the war to end slavery in America.
Wow.
Right.
He's pretty iconic then, I would
sure
say.
Sure is.
Well, cheers to Dr. Lovejoy.
Makes a mean beverage, too.
And he does. Sure. Mine's does. Gone.
Yours is gone.
Sleeping. Eyes so tired. It's so sleepy.
This particular beverage is called the Blueberry Nightcap. They also have Strawberry Bliss and Citrus Social Tonic.
All right.
And you can find them at your local Rupert's.
What I like about this one is that it is sweet, but it's not too sweet.
Yeah.
But you also don't get the cannabis taste. It's just
very
like
grassy.
It's just taste, a blueberry
finish
to it. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that one. I've tried like three different blueberry THC drinks now. That one might be my favorite. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, well, you saw how fast I finished it.
It was good. I like it. And can I say when in the description of who they are, admittedly, slightly twisted imagination. I think they should come on.
I mean, why not?
Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
Don't you think?
That'd
we
be
should
fun, wouldn't
Freedom's
it?
Freedom's Edge, yes.
I think we need to invite Freedom's Edge. I believe Jesse mentioned, it was either Jesse or Jen, I can't remember, but someone mentioned Freedom's Edge coming on. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
That's the best idea I have heard all day.
I have a list of things that are extremely unhygienic.
Ooh.
But people do them anyway,
oh,
without
gosh.
Even thinking twice.
Are we going to be grossed out by this?
I hope so.
Probably. This is going to be like chopping off your own arm when you're stuck under a rock. That doesn't
for 127 hours.
That doesn't seem hygienic. That was when you mentioned it. That was all I could think of was like, oh, how dirty were his
dirty.
Hands?
Dirty.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
He drank his own pee.
Ah, was that on the list?
That is going to be a soundbite.
Cool. It should be. That should be a soundbite. What's on your list over there, sir?
All right. You want to find out how gross we are?
Yeah, please. I'm All right. very curious.
All right.
I kind of already know, but.
Okay. Let's hear it. What do you got? We'll see if they're on the list.
Unhygienic things people do?
Unhygienic things people do every day. Pretty much every day.
Putting their fingers in their nose. Licking their fingers.
So it's on here. Licking your fingers while counting money or turning pages, mm-hmm. which is
pretty
gross.
No idea where those things have been. So dirty.
Yep. How about scrolling on your phone while on the toilet?
Ew.
I must be in the minority because I never bring my phone into the bathroom.
It doesn't belong
like
in there.
Ever for any reason.
Yeah.
I'm writing a joke right now about how I'm excited for like I miss living by myself because I never had to wait to use the bathroom, but primarily because there's almost always a boy in my bathroom on their phone for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, why are you in my bathroom on your phone for 30 minutes? I have two bathrooms.
I have one guess for you. If it's a boy.
I don't want to think about it. Well, include Nick in your list of boys in the bathroom on their phone for 30 minutes. Like, what are you doing?
Do you want
I have
to?
One guess
Ugh,
for you.
Gross. Go to the bathroom.
They are in the bathroom.
Wash your hands and leave. So gross. I miss living by myself.
You should just put an ADU on your, and you can live in the tiny home.
What's an ADU?
Additional dwelling unit.
Oh, I have room in my backyard. I can do that. I could put a she shed back there.
See?
Put a bathroom in it and lock it and not let any boys in it.
No boys. Put a sign on the front. No boys allowed. My
she shed. Boys are gross.
It's not even a she shed. It's just a bathroom. An indoor outhouse.
It's just
in my backyard.
Toilet.
No boys. No.
No boys.
It's got pretty towels and nice smelling soap. But the door is locked from the outside. No one's allowed in it but me, so.
The door is locked from the outside, so people have the ability to trap you in your own bathroom.
No, I'm going to get a padlock and put it on it, and then I'm going to have a lock from the inside as well.
How are you going to unlock the padlock from the inside?
No, I'm going to keep it locked so that nobody can go in it but me.
Mark, did you follow that?
I'm going to have a door that locks, but I'm additionally going to put a padlock on it so that I'm the only person who can get into it, is what I'm saying.
Gotcha. What you're saying is you just want your own bathroom.
I just want my own freaking bathroom.
And you wish the stupid boys in your house would go outside.
Yeah, they can pee outside.
How about putting your filthy suitcase on your bed when you get
home
traveling?
No.
Right?
You put it on the floor. You put it on the floor when you're packing it, too. Oh, gross. Well, I don't like it.
You okay?
I don't
so
like
many
it.
Many things.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's so dirty.
Stair railings I never touch. And I hate pushing elevator buttons.
Yeah, I'll use the back of my
hand. I'll sometimes use my knuckle.
Yeah.
I was going to say wearing your outside shoes inside your home. Like, I don't...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big weird germ person, but there are just some things you just don't do.
I try not to think about it.
Like, if I drop food on the floor, if it's only been there for a couple of seconds, I will pick it up and eat it. I don't have a problem with that.
What floor? Any floor?
Yeah, not any floor. One time, I want to hear a good story. We were in Walt Disney World, and I had a cheese Danish that I had purchased, and everything in Walt Disney World is obviously very expensive.
I was going to say, yeah, it was like $18.
Right. So I had it in one of those like little filmy little bags.
Paper bags.
Right. So we were on the monorail. Something happened. I had the bag, but the Danish slid across the floor out of the bag.
No.
And my then husband picked it up and ate it. And I remember being like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Like, there's like a questionable puddle of something on the floor, on the monorail. I'm like, there are literally thousands of people in and out of here every single day. Of course it's clean. They cleaned it last night. But you just ate a Danish off the floor of the monorail in Walt Disney.
I'd be like, cut the bottom of that off?
What are you doing?
Whatever touched the ground.
It's not clean.
My God, it was so gross. And that was like 20 years ago. We'll never forget it. And we were with his parents, and they were like, "What are you doing?
We didn't raise you.
Yeah.
Who have I married?"
Grossest thing I ever did: took my kid to Hannaford when they used to have free cookies in the bakery area.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know if they still do.
Don't.
I don't think so.
But I was about five, six years old. Got him a cookie. Put the whole thing in his mouth. Chewing on it, and then decided he didn't want it, didn't like it. Didn't swallow any of it. It was still in his mouth. And I'm looking around going, and by then we weren't in the bakery section anymore.
Yeah.
We were a couple aisles over. And so I'm like, all right, I put my hand out, spit it in my hand, and I'm like, what do I do with this now?
Did you eat it?
I ate it.
Oh! Birdie.
You baby birded.
I did. Yeah, just thinking about it, I think that's the grossest thing I've ever done. But it's my own kid. So there's that.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Yeah,
that is wicked gross. And it was like, as I'm putting it in my mouth, I'm going, shut my eyes. I'm like,
just do it.
Don't think about
power
it.
Power through it.
Fine. It's fine. Yeah, I'm sure parents do a lot of gross things like that for their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pam, you got one? Come on, you got
to
have one.
I'm trying to think. I can think of like, so we had the kickball tournament. We rushed home and grabbed our stuff and went up to Rangeley. Didn't shower. It was a hot day. And by the time we got up to Rangeley, it was cool. It was like 6:30 at night. The only running water is pond water to the kitchen sink, bathroom sink, and toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there's no shower or anything. So I didn't shower before I went to bed. And then I went for a run the next morning, and then I jumped in the lake.
Yeah.
But I was disgusted. I was like, I am so gross.
Can't even stand the own smell of yourself?
Yeah, I was like, ugh.
Even the lake, I mean, that's a toilet.
Right.
Right?
I mean, I didn't shower until Sunday afternoon. So Friday morning until Sunday afternoon.
I've probably done that just 'cause. With no excuse. I'm in the water a lot, though, so I don't really think.
Yeah.
I don't think about it much.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Pam, how are we looking for wishes in the valley? I noticed the delivery of a chair yesterday.
My goodness.
What's that all about?
Yeah, so I picked up a chair from Thomas Mosier yesterday.
Ooh.
It's the new Gloucester rocker.
I want that.
It's
nice?
Oh my God.
Is it indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
Oh.
And it's pretty beautiful.
Okay, I have to check it out.
Yep. So that's going to be one of our live auction items. Super excited about that. We have a sports package, Mark, that we have Patriot tickets, Bruins tickets, Red Sox tickets, and Celtics tickets.
What?
It's like a $2,800 value.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And some of the games you can pick on a mutually agreed upon date or game. With the owners of the ticket.
So like cool. That.
What else do we have? A catered brunch by Jim Whitmore for 20. And he provides a mimosa and Bloody Mary bar.
Wow.
And kind of talks to you about what you want your menu to be like. And he is an amazing cook. I actually would love to bid on that. So
neat.
What else do we have? Orlando timeshare.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
These items are
are good press.
Top level.
We have a Lost Valley Seasons Pass with a mug plus a $500 gift certificate to Backwoods. Mm-hmm. So that will be pretty epic as well. And I know I'm forgetting something. There's a Bethel, Bethel Inn golf package, overnight stay plus a round of golf for four. Last but not least, I think I'm missing something. There's other things, but the thing we'll raffle or auction off last is the brew your own beer for next year for the event.
Super cool.
What a cool thing!
So a business can put their name, attach their name to it, name it whatever they'd like, talk to the brewer, and talk about what kind of beer they want to brew, and it will be the event beer for Wishes in the Valley next year.
Awesome.
So super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're
how does the live auction work, Pam? Do you have to be present to win?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
You have to be present or you need to have someone bidding for you.
Okay.
But we need payment that day, right? When the winner is determined, you'll go to the information table where we take credit cards and pay for it there and we'll give you the information you'll need to collect your prize.
Cool.
All right.
Or not prize, I guess, but item that
package
you want.
Yeah, whatever. Yep. Item.
And our very own Pam was on WGME recently with Larry talking Wishes in the Valley, which is now up on all our social media, so be sure to check that out.
Yeah.
How was that experience for you?
It was cool.
Yeah,
it's fun. They're all super nice over there. And I was telling Larry after we did it, I was like, doing the podcast and B&I, I'm like, that was easy. Like getting on there, I wasn't nervous. I wasn't scared. I didn't feel like, and obviously it's much easier when you know absolutely everything about the event that you need to know. If I walked in there as someone that hadn't been a part of this since its inception, I might have been a little nervous, but because Larry and I know absolutely every detail from beginning to end, I wasn't, shaky at all. So it was fun. It was fun to talk about what we're doing and how it's going. And it's the first of many to come, Wishes in the Valley. So we're pretty excited.
You guys provided some great information. And all we need to do now is show up at Lost Valley on Saturday.
Come on over.
That's fun.
You know where to grab dinner and watch the music and whatever else you'd like to do that we have there. That'll be the place to be.
Yep. And the weather looks amazing.
Weather, weather, weather.
Weather, weather is the best. It's the best. How psyched is Alex going to be hearing this, knowing that we're singing his song?
I know. It's so funny when I listen to episodes, and it's one of the episodes he's been here.
Yeah.
He gets so excited. He smiling ear to ear, and he'll almost recite what we're going to say, or he'll sing the weather song with himself. All the songs, actually.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode and for our delicious beverage, Dr. Lovejoy's Maine Made Elixir Blueberry Nightcap. Mm. And remember, folks, they have some other flavors as well. They have Strawberry Bliss and Citrus Social Tonic, which you can find at your local Rupert's. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. As one local business did recently, and we'll be able to announce their involvement with the podcast pretty soon.
Yay!
Right?
Yeah.
We got a new sponsor, everybody, but we can't tell you because it's a secret.
Have a great day. And
Remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.